Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord tonight. God bless you. I want to ask you just to bear with us just for a moment, having technical difficulties. So if you just bear with us for just a moment, we really would appreciate it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. And we want to say, welcome to open heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. Here we are. Amen. Glory to God. Ministry without walls, moving forth in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost on tonight. Amen. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on tonight. Glory to God. We're excited tonight. Amen. We're always excited. When it comes to doing God's business, we're always excited. Amen. Because
all participants are muted.
God, that is purposeful. Amen. God
muted.
He has a plan for everything that we do. Amen. And so we give God thanks. We give God praise because He is ordering our steps. Amen. Glory to God. He's ordering our steps, and we're here
the
on
recording
assignment
has started.
For the Lord. Glory to God that he can do his bidding. Amen.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on.
Thank you.
Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off.
Whatever you're listening.
Entry and exit tones are on.
Now listen, we want to ask you to.
Entry and exit tones are off.
Send out a text message, invite someone to come and be a part, amen, of this fellowship service on tonight, amen. Go ahead and invite them to come. We got to compel them to come, people of God, amen, Jesus. So go ahead and compel someone to come on tonight. Glory be to God, amen, because we just believe that tonight is the night, amen, we're under an open heaven, amen, anything can happen, amen, miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe that, amen. This is what we're bringing our faith to, and we pray that you've come tonight and that you're intentional in your coming, amen. Don't just come to be coming, amen, but come to get something. Come to hear something, amen. Come to get something from the Lord, amen. Glory to God, come with your cup empty and let him fill your cup all over again, amen. Let him fill it till it overflows, amen. Glory to God. So we just want to say tonight, again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Those that are listening internationally, we just want to thank God for you. Thank you for coming to the Prayer News Network Global, whatever country you're listening from, amen, as we, amen, have been informed, we are, amen, broadcasting in like 59 countries now, and we give God thanks and we give God praise for that, amen, for all of the listeners that are pinging or listening in or running across the waves of the, even the PNN, amen, Jesus, we just thank God for you. However you're listening, glory to God, what is, whichever platform you're listening from, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We're so grateful that you're taking your time, amen, taking time out to come and be with us, amen. Glory to God. Again, we want to let you know that this broadcast is recorded, and you can get a copy sent directly to you to your phone, amen, or via WhatsApp, however you want, amen, Jesus, we will send you a copy of it, amen. Also, we just want to let you know, and as well, welcome our Facebook listeners. If you're having problems, amen, with your phone dropping or whatever, you can certainly go over to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. We are plugged in there, amen, going live as we are right now, amen. So you won't miss a beat. You won't skip a beat, amen. If you can't get there, amen, you can certainly go out to our ReArt Prayer Group 52, amen. We are plugged in there as well. You won't skip a beat, amen. We're just synchronized right there, glory to God, as we are recording right now. And if you don't have Facebook, you can Google Prayer News Network, and there you will find the self-same broadcast, amen, running succinctly as we're recording right now. And for those of you that like podcasts, you can certainly plug into the podcast from the web. So, people of God, we're trying to get this word out by any means necessary, amen. We know that there's a great big world, amen, over 7 billion people in the earth. Amen, Jesus. We know that we can't reach them all, but we're trying to reach all that we can. Amen. So we just thank God for you. Amen. For whomsoever, amen, come across these airwaves. Again, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And just hold it right there. Amen. There is a word from the Lord for you. Amen. Just want to give thanks and praise to all of our listeners. Again, thanking God for our leaders tonight. We always give honorage to our leaders, amen, Jesus, because they have fed us and brought us, here's us too, brought us to this point, amen. We didn't just come, glory to God, but somebody that was called by God, glory to God, they gave us the word, they fed us the word, and we've grown to this point. And now, amen, we're walking, amen, Jesus, walking, moving, amen, because God is moving by his spirit. Amen, and we want to be in the move. Amen. So we thank God for, amen, I just want to thank God for my leaders tonight, the late Apostle Dr. James, thanking God for him. Thanking God tonight for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James, thanking God for him. And thanking God for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. And I thank God for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking God as well for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, amen, praying for them always, them and the first family, praying for the women of God that stand by the side, amen, of these men of God, amen, helping to carry forth this gospel, amen, glory to God, in the earth. Just want to thank God for all of our PNN advisors, thanking God for them, amen, in the place and the space that they hold, amen, the assignment, the task, amen, Jesus, that, amen, the Lord has, glory to God, amen, given unto them. We're just grateful. Here we are, people of God, amen, glory to God, just doing it for the kingdom, amen, doing it for the kingdom, amen, that no soul be lost, amen, that somebody will hear, amen, Jesus. Someone may be at a point of distress, a point, amen, of giving up, glory to God, and their ears, amen, or their radio or their website, amen, or their banner page can cross their ears and they can just tap in and receive a word, amen, from the Lord. So we're grateful. We're grateful, amen, for, amen, each of our PNN advisors, for each of our prayer warriors. We're grateful for them on tonight, amen, and for, glory to God, them, amen, extending their hand to the work of this outreach ministry. Amen. We're just grateful for that, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Us working together, amen, Jesus, for a common cause, amen, that none would be lost. So we just thank God tonight, amen. Again, we just want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message. Glory to God. Send out a text message, amen, and invite someone to come in on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Glory to God. We are live on tonight, and we're so grateful. We're so very grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, he is doing a work. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we're grateful on tonight. Glory to God again. Amen. For all that the Lord is doing in the midst of us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are amen, excited for what God is doing. Amen, Jesus. And we are ready for the word. Amen, Jesus. We're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Gail, if she's a glory to God, if she would sanctify our line tonight. Amen, Jesus. And after, amen, she comes, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she would come and give us our scripture reading. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And listen, people of God, while they're preparing, amen, while everyone is preparing, everyone is, amen, getting in their places, amen, Jesus, listen, we want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper. Amen, get your pencil and paper, people of God. Amen, Jesus, and take your notes. Amen, take your notes, jot down, glory to God, whatever hits your spirit, jot it down. Amen, jot it down, write it down, glory to God. When you write it down, people of God, listen, share it with someone, because the more you share it, amen, the more you bring it back, amen, it refreshes in your spirit. Find that you got it. It's thick, amen. It's thick and stay, amen, Jesus. You're not just hearing and forgetting, but you're hearing and repeating for purpose. Amen. Glory to God. And we want the word to stick and stay. Amen. To be rooted and grounded. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory to God. So tonight we're so grateful. We are traveling over to the Bahamas on tonight. Amen. Jesus, one more time, we want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message to someone on tonight. If you're on Facebook, go ahead and tag them via Messenger. Go ahead and tag them on their page, amen, Jesus, because they don't want to miss what the Lord is doing on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to ask Evangelist Gail if she will come and sanctify the line for us on tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Father God, tonight, God, we're at your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bow down to you, oh God. God, we're thanking you for just another day that you kept us, another night that we gather together on the line tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask, oh God, that you sanctify the line, purify it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anybody, any one of us, everybody throughout the world, if we've done anything that was out of order, that was, hallelujah, hallelujah, that was a sin in your eyesight, oh God, we repent now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, with clean hands, oh God, we want to receive you tonight. With a clean heart, pure heart, God, we want to receive you tonight. God, we thank you, oh God, for going through the airways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever we need, God, you got it. Hallelujah. Tonight, God, you have it, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you, your word comes unhindered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By any interruptions, oh God, but you have free course throughout the world, oh God, that is heard, oh God. Touch the ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the eyes, oh God, that they may see themselves in the word, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, just take our clothes off, oh God. Hallelujah. Take the clothing that we're hiding behind, oh God. Hallelujah. Strip us down, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the word penetrate in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you touch us, oh God. Touch everyone. Everyone that is in need, oh God. Let them put their plates out, oh God. Hallelujah. Let them put their plates out, their hands out, whatever they in need of, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you do it, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, that you even the vows, oh God, the old vows, oh God, that we put before you, God, stir them up anew, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we make new commitments for the new era that we're going into, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our listeners throughout the world, oh God. On the end of each of one of us have individual cases in the name of Jesus. Oh God, what's not healthy for us, oh God? God, creating us a healthy development, a healthy relationship with you, God, tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, have your way in our hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the word, oh God. Have your way in the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And right now, God, I ask, oh God, that you touch minister, Suzette right now, Evangelist Suzette right now, from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word come up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, the word that you have put in her belly, oh God, that present to us tonight, that is a word right fitting for each and every one. Whatever they need to hear, God, let them bring the, let it be delivered in that fashion, oh God. Deliverance is in the word. Deliverance in you, God. Have free course in her tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving her ears to hear you, even in the midst, oh God, of her message. Even if there's something else, oh God, that you want to tell us, oh God. Hallelujah. You have free course to change the subject, change the development, change the word flow in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that it may be. And it may be, it's all in your hand. It's all in your doing. It's all in your timing. Hallelujah, God, we give the pen in to you tonight. God, you have free course. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we just thank you, God, for everything that you're going to do. Every scripture, God, be in it, oh God. Every song, whatever is sung tonight, we give it to you tonight. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you for everyone in the PNN network, oh God. Touch us, oh God. Keep us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep us in your hands, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for a blood covering in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PN and PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 96th Psalm. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. I have read in your hearing the 96th Psalm. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you, Evangelist Gail, on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for that scripture reading. Amen, for that prayer to sanctify us and get us ready for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so excited. Amen. Glory to God. As I stated, we're going over to Bahamas, to Nassau, Bahamas on tonight. Glory be to God. Over to Nassau, Bahamas. Amen, Jesus. Listen, we're gonna make our way physically over there. Amen. I just believe not many days hence. Amen. Glory to God. I just believe that on tonight. Glory to God. Will you believe it with me? Amen. Let's just go. Amen, Jesus. Open heaven. Glory be to God. Open ministry. Let's go and join up with our brothers and sisters. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, amen, we are going to be blessed by this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. She's certainly no stranger to the line. She nor her husband. Amen. Beautiful ministry there. Amen. Beautiful outreach ministry. Amen. As well as a church there in Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. Jesus doing a work from the Lord. Amen. And the woman of God also has a Facebook ministry presence as well. Amen. And she can give us more information about that when she comes forward. But people of God, again, we're grateful. Amen, Jesus. We will have a solo. by Sister Robin, on tonight, Sister Robin Jackson. She's going to bless us tonight with the solo, amen, Jesus. And then after her, right after Sister Robin, amen, by way of Vision of God Outreach Ministry, amen, again, by way of Nassau, Bahamas, we're going to be blessed by the word, amen, Jesus. Word, 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 by the woman of God, Evangelist Michelle Mott. Amen. Glory to God. So for now we'll have that, blessing song by Sister Robin. And the next voice you will hear after Sister Robin will be Evangelist Michelle Mott. God bless you, Sister Robin.
Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. In your anointing, in this place, in your anointing, in this place, in your anointing, in this place, have your way. Heal and deliver in this place. Heal and deliver in this place. Heal and deliver in this place. Have your way. Move by your Spirit in this place. Move by your Spirit in this place. Move by your Spirit in this place. Have your way. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Have your way.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, have your way. We want the Lord to have his way. Hallelujah. 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 I give honor and respect on tonight. Bless the Lord. It's always a blessing to be with the saints of God, with the people of God, those that are hearing all over the world. I honor the Lord for every opportunity to declare him as Lord, to declare his glory, to be a witness. Hallelujah. of who he is in the earth even on today. Hallelujah. I give honor and respect. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my life. I give honor, hallelujah, to the celestial intercessor in his passing, Apostle Leslie James, to our Apostle Samuel Huggins, to all our bishops, the administration of the S.C. James Evangelistic Pentecostal Association, churches worldwide. I give honor to the Lord for my pastor, Pastor Howard Mott, from Vision of God Outreach Ministries. And I honor the Lord for this woman of God and the advisors of PNN on tonight. Amen. God is worthy. He is worthy. I honor the Lord for Minister Bradley and her pressing, always praying your strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. And all of you that are pressing in this time, in this hour that we're living in, God needs laborers. He needs, hallelujah, Jesus, men and women of God that will pick up the mantle, that will pick up the baton and run like we have never run before. And so I am grateful to the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise him for every opportunity and every time he opens a door that this gospel may be preached. Hallelujah, because we know that we are in the end time. We are in the last hour and the last day, glory to God. And then things are happening all around us. The signs are all around us. And so we must, glory be to God, haste, hallelujah, Jesus, and carry in the word of God, that the witness may go forth and man will be without excuse, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I lift him up on tonight. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord. Indeed, there is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Indeed, glory to God, someone will hear on tonight and be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. Glory to God for the word that he has placed in my spirit. I just want to encourage the body of Christ. We are living in a time, bless the Lord, when the saints of the Most High God must be encouraged. Must be, glory be to God, encouraged to continue pressing, to continue running, to hold on, to endure like a bold soldier. Hallelujah. Father, we know in this hour, glory to God, that we must bear, glory to God, the fruit and the gifts of long-suffering. That is one of the main gifts that is needed in this time. Endurance, long-suffering, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God, hallelujah, for what he is doing. And I pray that the word of Lord will be an encouragement to your heart on tonight. And I pray that somebody will cry out, I yield, I yield, I can no longer live in sin. Somebody will cry out and say it was good to have been in the presence of the Lord. Someone will declare in this night, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, that I receive my deliverance, calling on the name of Jesus. I received my deliverance through the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. And so I am grateful to God. I magnify him. I praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. I invoke his presence right now. Hallelujah. How many know that we cannot go, as Moses declared, we cannot go unless the Lord goes before us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we want the presence of the Lord that is already here to continue to move in the midst of us, to continue to saturate these lines, to continue, glory to God, to overtake the hearer on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want the word of God to penetrate the heart and the mind and the spirit of the hearer, that they would not just become hearers, but they would become doers of the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I want, and I have a mandate, glory to God, from the Lord in this season to continuously encourage the saints of God. Why? Because we are living in perilous times. We are living in the times, glory to God, where the church is being persecuted. We are living in times where there is a falling away of the church, my God. We are living in the time, glory to God, when saints are becoming weary. When they are becoming weary in well-doing, they are becoming weary in pressing, they are becoming weary in their relationship with God. And so I want to present two scriptures on tonight,
And the Lord will take us in his word, glory to God, even as he desires. I yield myself to him, hallelujah, Jesus, that he may do as he please and that his will may be done in my life. Hallelujah. And the scripture that I want to read in your hearing tonight is Philippians 4 and 19. And it reads, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I want to go over to Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not. I am with thee, Jesus. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Hallelujah. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight, giving you honor, giving you all the glory and all the praise. Father, I am nothing without you. I can do nothing unless you come. You said, if I go and I open my mouth, you will speak through me. And so, God, on tonight I ask that you will speak, Lord God, that someone, Father God, will hear you and be saved. Someone will hear you and be encouraged. Someone will hear you on tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, and bow at your word. I thank you right now, God, move in this line. Move, God, wherever this message is sent. We ask, oh God, that you would have full control and full authority. I surrender unto you right now. Father God, I repent of anything that I may have done, Father God, that was contrary and displeasing to you. I ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, bless your word. Cause it to be fruitful. Cause it, oh God, to bring forth fruits in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for that which you will do through your word in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The scripture declares that our God shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage you that are hearing on tonight, those that are saved and those that may not be saved, that we are in a time and a season that is called the perilous times. Revelation calls it the perilous times. And the scripture admonishes us that when we see these things taking place in the earth, hallelujah, the desolation of abomination, which we see all around us today, that we should look up because our redemption draweth nigh. Glory to God. And so on tonight, hallelujah, I want to encourage you, glory to God, to know that in troubled times, in this time where we are in the system, glory to God, where we see the system of the beast in action, it is in motion, glory to God. Hallelujah. The things that are being mandated, glory to God, through the world system, hallelujah, the one world system that is coming into play, glory to God. But those that have the vision knows, glory to God, exactly what is taking place in the earth, and they know exactly what is going on, glory to God, because the scripture declares that if this gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And the scripture also tells us, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, that without a vision, the people perish. And so if we do not know and understand the vision, if we do not have the vision to see what is taking place in the earth, to see what is happening right at our very doors, we will not, glory be to God, stand in these last and evil days. We will not, glory be to God, understand the time and the season and the dispensation of where we are now. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so while we are in perilous times, we know, glory to God,
that the days of Noah has passed. The call has gone out. There were clarion calls. There were witnesses. Oh, glory to God. There were many warnings that were sent out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not just to the unsaved, but even to the church. Glory to God. And we know, glory to God, that those days of Noah have just passed by. And we have come to the time of Jacob's trouble, glory to God, where we now stand in the time of trouble, my God. It is the time, glory to God, where famine is about to take place. Where times, glory to God, when those that does not have the vision, those that have not been walking in the vision, glory to God, and preparing their storehouses and preparing themselves, glory to God, will not stand. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody give me a hallelujah. Just let me know you're there. Ah, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just wanted to know I was on the right line. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And so we are in that time, glory to God, when the saints of God must be fully armored. The saints of God must put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, still stand, glory to God. And we know that in this time, hallelujah, Jesus, those that have the vision, the remnant of the Lord Jesus Christ will stand against every vase of the devil, against every plot and everything that has been set. Hallelujah, Jesus. The things that are coming in the world system, the things that are coming in the persecution of the church, and the things that are coming in the falling away of the church, glory to God. We know in this hour that the word of God must now rise up in the remnant, because the scripture declares that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can I tell you that the true church will stand? And we must understand that the church is not the four walls. It is not that concrete structure. It is not, glory be to God, that such place where you assemble, hallelujah, for your callings, where you assemble, where you gather. But the church is the ecclesiastical body. It is the church, glory to God. It is a living organism. It is you, glory to God, and I in the spirit. And it is not flesh and blood, glory to God, but it is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we must know in this hour, in this season, that we cannot, glory to God, have a relationship with God without having God. Means that we cannot have a relationship with God and not have the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost, which is the power of God, that will allow us to stand. It is the Holy Ghost that will allow us, glory be to God, to make it through perilous times, to make it through famine, glory to God, to stand even when trouble comes against the church. The Holy Ghost will stand. Nothing can stand against the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. The gates of hell, I would reword it, cannot prevail against the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so Isaiah was declaring, hallelujah, Jesus, even in Jerusalem, glory to God's chosen people, he was declaring, if we read in the book of Isaiah, he was declaring, God would use him to send messages. He would use him, glory be to God, to speak a word to the people. Even in when he came to Hezekiah, when God told Hezekiah, glory to God, to set his house in order. Hallelujah, Jesus. But he gave Hezekiah the opportunity to get it together. Can I tell you tonight that God has given somebody the opportunity to get it together? He's given us grace, glory to God, to get our houses in order. He has given us grace, glory to God, to do that which he has called us to do. He has given us grace, hallelujah, Jesus, to be a witness, glory to God. No longer can we sit down by the wayside. No longer can we sit down in the four walls. But he said, glory to God, even as we sit in the four voice, we see that there are many with excuses. Hallelujah, because they have become comfortable in Zion. They have become complacent in the place and sitting in the pews. Glory to God. When we've come to a point in a time where God is calling, glory to God, laborers, full laborers that are ready, glory to God, to do the work of the Lord. He needs laborers because the harvest is ripe. Why is the harvest ripe? Because this is the hour when trouble is all around. This is the hour, glory to God, when men, hallelujah, are losing all resources. Everything that they depended on, everyone that they depended on, hallelujah, Jesus is turning their back on them. And so this is the hour when the church must now rise up and the church must present the Lord Jesus Christ, which will be their next hope, which will be their next way out, which will be their next door of opportunity. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God needs laborers. He needs true witnesses. He needs effective witnesses. Glory to God. But what the Lord said to me, hallelujah, Jesus, is that many of us, glory to God, especially in the body of Christ, are not proven God. We are not enduring as bold soldiers. Many are not, glory to God, suffering long. Hallelujah. We are giving in on the fight. We are giving in halfway, glory to God. And so I come to push you to another level tonight. I come to encourage you on tonight to press, glory to God, to know that God is with you. Even when it doesn't seem like he is there, know that he is there. Even when it seems like he's not working, he's working on your behalf. Can I tell you tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, that even when it seems like the barrel is empty, Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need. It didn't say some. Whatsoever your need is tonight, listen, you don't have to go to the number house. You don't have to go to the prostitute. You don't have to go to the drug addict. You don't have to go, oh God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't have to do anything that is uncompromising. Glory be to God. You don't have to do anything, hallelujah, to sell your body or to allow the spirit of Baal or Jezebel to rest on you just to make a dollar. Come on. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask. Think, hallelujah, Jesus. I come to tell you tonight that many are falling by the wayside because they are not enduring like a bold soldier. They are not suffering long. Hallelujah, Jesus. If God promised you something at midnight, listen, wait until 11:59 and it seems like you ain't see it yet. Don't you give up on that last minute. God will come through. I guarantee you he will come through. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's not a man that he would lie, neither the son of man that he would repent. And he is not an infidel. He careth for his children. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And so I want to encourage you. The church needs to stand. The church needs to stand, glory to God. When everything seems to be crumbling around us, we must stand. Who shall be able to stand? The scripture declares, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Too many are given in to the things of the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. I come to encourage you, to admonish you, to take your eyes from the things of the world and place it on Jesus tonight. He is your help. He is your source. He is your way out. He is a comforter. He is a provider. He is your very present help in the time of trouble. Though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Jesus, our God, hallelujah, Jesus, you shall not be moved like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in its season. Hallelujah. When things look dry, when it looks, glory to God, sometimes you may feel like you're not even saved. Sometimes you feel like it's not even worth trying. I come to tell you tonight, glory to God, that you've got to push harder. You've got to press higher. You've got to call on Jesus. You've got to get in the secret place of the Most High God and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You've got to call on the name of Jesus, because we are in a time, hallelujah, when many are given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. But I come to let you know tonight that the word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway, and you will not go down. You will not fall. You will not faint. You will not grow weary, because the Lord comes tonight to bring you strength. He comes to strengthen you. He comes to pull you up out of the miry clay. He comes to pull you up out of Lodabar, out of a low place. Come on, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Somebody ask the question, who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Hear me on tonight. You have to endure to prove God. You have to endure. You cannot give in halfway in the fight. You've got to press beyond. You've got to press beyond the veil of the flesh. The flesh is getting in the way of too many people. Glory to God. There is time to go back to fasting. It's time to bring the flesh under subjection. It's time to know, glory to God, that we are in a spiritual war, and no flesh can glory in his presence. We are in a war, glory to God, for our souls. We are in a war for the souls of others. We are in a war for the souls of our brothers and sisters. We must be our brothers and sisters keeper. Glory to God. We must stand in the gap. We must call on the name of Jesus. We must be fervent in prayer. We must be effectual and vigilant, glory to God, because our adversary, the devil, seeketh whom he may devour. Can I tell you on tonight that the Lord is strengthening you right now? He's bringing strength, glory to God, in your homes. He's strengthening you against the wars, even in your homes, even in the midst of families, even in the church. He's strengthening you right now in the name of Jesus. You have already won. You will come out victorious. You will stand and declare, had it not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be on tonight? You will declare out of your mouth, you will declare that the Lord brought me out. The Lord gave me a breakthrough. The Lord made a way in the wilderness. He caused rivers to spring forth in the desert. Hear me on tonight. The Spirit of the living God comes to catapult you to another level in him. Some of you are going higher. You've been through the fire. You've been through the flood. You've been through the storm. You've been broken. You've been cast down. You've been cast aside. You've been ostracized. But the Spirit of the Lord comes tonight to pull you up and set your feet on a rock to stay. He comes tonight to let you know that you can make it. You will make it. You will stand in the Makoshaya. And having done all to stand, still stand with your loins girded about the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. In the time of trouble, listen, get into worship. This is the time when the true worshipers are coming forth. My God, the true worshipers are those that have been in the fiery furnace. The true worshipers are those that have been to death's door, and they have walked through the valley of the shadow of death. The true worshipers are those, glory to God, that came to doors and stumbling blocks, and the enemy said that you couldn't go forward. The devil said that you won't mount up to be anything. The devil said that you won't make it another day, glory to God. The true worshipers are those who the who the doctors gave up on. Those, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus. But the doctor said you won't see anymore. The doctor said you won't walk again. Come on, somebody. But today your eyes are 20/20 vision. Today you can run And let's walk, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, I got a reason to give him praise. I got a reason to give him glory, because he is worthy. He is my God in whom I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we are trusting. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. Glory be to God. The sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Can I tell you on tonight that you are coming up out of that situation? Yes, Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. You are coming up out of that situation. You are coming up, glory be to God. You will survive. You will make it, glory to God. Ah, maybe you have been raped, or maybe you have been carrying a scar. Listen to me. The scripture declares, glory to God. Even when Jesus was leaving the earth, he told his disciples to arm himself likewise. Hallelujah, because he know that these things, glory to God, some of us may have had to face. Hallelujah, Jesus. But there is purpose in your life. There is a reason why, glory to God. God allowed you, glory to God, to go through some things, because you will mount up and you will be a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. That thing, glory to God, that came to destroy you will now take you to another level in God. That thing that the enemy meant for bad has turned around for your good, and you will laugh about it. You will rejoice about it. He will give you joy. He will give you peace in the midst of that storm. The enemy can't use it against you anymore, because you've taken it and given it to God, and he will use it for his glory. Hear me on tonight. There is some woman out there, glory to God. Maybe you had a bad past. Maybe it seemed, glory to God, that you're thinking in your mind you're too messed up to come to God. Can I tell you, glory to God, he's able to fix it. He's able, glory to God, to clean you up. He's able to turn it around and step you in the royal priesthood. He's able to put your feet on higher ground. Yeah, cry out to him tonight. Lay it at the altar tonight. Cause God to hear you now. Isaiah 65 declares, glory be to God, that before, hallelujah, Jesus, I call, he will answer, my God. And while I'm yet speaking, he will hear. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Lord is here tonight. He's here to hear your cry. He's here to answer on tonight. God will show up for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will show up for you. I'm a witness of healing. I'm a witness of deliverance. I'm a witness of breakthroughs, glory to God. I'm a witness, glory to God, of deliverance from a scarred past. I can tell you, glory to God, I don't care how many you were. I don't care if you were a prostitute or if you are a prostitute on tonight, but can I tell you that your way out, your hope, glory to God, your perfection is in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Listen, folks will look at you and they will have to look again, because when they see you now, they see a new creature. They see, glory to God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. They see a queen. They see a princess. They see a prince, glory to God. The drug addict will become a prince. The prostitute will be a princess. In the eyes of God, you will rise up. You will mount up. I'm speaking to the adulterer. I'm speaking to the fornicator. I'm speaking to the liar. I'm speaking to the stealer. Oh, glory to God. Even a murderer tonight, God is able to transform your life. He's able to turn it around. Listen, put your hands in the hand of the Lord on tonight. You don't have to wait 38 years. You don't have to wait a week. You don't have to wait days. Tonight, you can call on the name of Jesus. He said, if only you believe, glory to God. All you've got to do is believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just believe. Just believe. We are in a serious times. And trouble is all around. There's accidents on the streets every day. Every day, here in Nassau, we hear, glory to God, of our young men being shot down. Glory to God. When they're released from prison, being shot down. And we hear of young people losing their lives on the street. Glory to God. But yet the gospel is going forth. And many are rejected. Glory to Makoshaya. Many are given ears. Glory to God. The seducing spirits and not to the word of God. Many are coming up against the church. Glory to God. Oh, what a sad cry. What a horrible thing, Yamashaya, to come up against the church of the living God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But yet, there are many that are preaching, Lord, glory to God, prosperity and not repentance. Hallelujah, Jesus. This gospel must be preached in all the earth. Glory to God. We don't have to preach prosperity. The word of God gives us in the book of Matthew, glory to God, that if we seek the kingdom of God, all things shall be added unto us. We must seek him and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. We will have no lack. Glory to God. As long as we're living holy, as long as we're walking upright, we shall ask anything, and we can have it. Glory to God. But we must tell man of their sins. We must tell them that they've got to repent. We must let them know that because of the love of Jesus and because we love them, we must tell them the truth. We can no longer compromise. We can no longer water down the word of God. We must declare the truth and nothing but the truth, because it is the truth that will set them free. The spirit of the living God is here. The word of God says that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, glory to God, as long as he trusted in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Are you trusting God tonight? Are you trusting him to be your provider? Are you trusting him to be your healer? Are you trusting him, glory to God, to be your strength? You're not relying on your flesh. You're not relying on man to do it. But you are trusting in the living God. Because you know, hallelujah, that he can do all things but fail. Failure is not an option with our God. Hallelujah. He cannot fail. Ah, glory to God. Or are you just sitting there like the impotent man that sat at the gate of Bethesda for 38 years, 38 long years he sat there, hallelujah, Jesus. And when Jesus showed up, glory to God, he asked him the question, are you willing? Hallelujah, Jesus. And the man said, yes, Lord, but... what is the but in your life? Glory to God. He said, but every time the water is troubled, glory God, everyone comes and pass me by. Are you sitting there while others are passing you by? Or you're getting up and dressing towards the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah, Jesus. See, when Jesus came to the impotent man, he asked him, wilt thou be made whole? Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight God comes to you and he's asking you the question on tonight, wilt thou be made whole? Hallelujah, Jesus. Will you be made whole? Whatever your situation tonight, maybe you've been sick for years. Maybe you've been troubled. Glory to God. Maybe you've had a bad marriage. Glory to God. Maybe your children were wayward. Hallelujah, Jesus. Maybe you were tormented in your mind. Maybe you were dealing with some ailment or some infirmity. But tonight I ask you, will thou be made whole? Will thou call on the name of Jesus and be saved on tonight? Will thou trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding? It means that you've got to trust in the Lord regardless of the doctor's report. You've got to trust in the Lord regardless of the mind battle, because sometimes your mind plays tricks on you, glory to God. But you must renew your mind in Christ, because the word of God must now take full course in your life. The word of God must rise up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You will have the victory when you know who God is to you. The word of God tells us that they that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. The strength of the Lord is upon you on tonight. The strength of the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, the healing balm of God tonight is moving through this life. It's moving tonight, glory to God. And it's releasing healing, glory to God, wherever it needs to go right now, Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you. You are the healer. You are, my God, the mind regulator. You are, Father God, the battle axe. You are the balm of Gilead. You are the strength, Jesus. That is what we need on tonight. And so we ask you, Lord, to touch the hearer on tonight. Touch those that are listening in. Father, cause them, hallelujah, Jesus, to cry out, to surrender, to give up. Those that have been trying for so many years, like the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. It took her 12 years before she realized that she needed you. Before she realized that the doctors could not do it. It took her 12 years before she realized, hallelujah, Jesus, that all she needed to do was touch the hem of your garment. On tonight, somebody needs to touch the hem of his garment and be made whole. I speak to your bodies tonight. I speak to your minds tonight. I speak into your spirit tonight. And I command it to touch the hem of his garment, that you might be made whole on tonight. He is able to heal. I don't care at the worst stage, when the doctor says it cannot be done. Hear me on tonight. God wants to prove a miracle. We are in the season of miracle signs and wonders. We are in that season. And many are falling away. Why? Because Satan does not want you to see the manifestation of the promise of God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And so he has intensified his fight. But you, the saints of God, you that are calling on the name of Jesus, must intensify your worship. You must not go a day without communing with God. You must not go a day without talking to him. Ah, Jesus, too many of us are sitting by the wayside. We have become comfortable in Zion. We are laying waste, glory to God, and we are allowing the house of God to lie waste. I call on you tonight to rise up. I call on you to rise up and fight the good fight of faith. My God, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged tonight, because the hour is late and too many are falling. Too many have lost their way. Too many have turned back, back to Egypt, glory to God. When we look at the book of Genesis, when God led the people of God out of the hand of Pharaoh, and he told Moses, don't take them back the same way. Take them, glory to God, another way. Oh, my God, he gave them a different journey. He gave them a different route to go. Ah, glory to God, because he knew if they had gone back the same route, that they would pick up the things of the Egyptians. They would pick up the things that they left in Egypt. And so tonight God says to you, don't look back. Don't look back like Lot's wife. Don't go back that route. Come on, he's pulling you out. He's pulling you out to go the way of the Red Sea. You're crossing through the Red Sea. Ah, he's parting the sea for you tonight, that you would walk through a dry land. The end of Osiah, but the waters will around you, but it will compass your enemies round about you. He will give you triumph and victory on tonight. The Lord will give you victory on tonight. Yes, Holy Ghost, the Lord has given you victory. To him that has received, the Lord has given you victory on tonight. If you believe the word of the Lord, hear me on tonight. There is no good thing that God will withhold from you. There is nothing, glory to God, that you will lack on tonight. Hallelujah. And one of the things the Lord has promised is that he has to come through for his chosen people. You know why? Because the enemy is telling you. The enemy is mocking you and asking you, where is your God? Where is this God that you brag about? Where is this God that you claim is so powerful? Where is this God? Why is he not showing up for you? Oh, Mandarbo Kosaya. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, because of the enemy's torturing, I must come through for my people. I will come through for my people. He's about to show up for you like never before.
Hallelujah. You will boast in the Lord. And you will be of good courage. And your heart will be strengthened on tonight. Hear me. Hear the word of the Lord. It may not be easy, but you've got the strength as long as you're trusting in God. It may seem hard, or it may seem worthless, like it's not worth fighting for. Hard, Jesus. Listen, that's the time to pick yourself up and fight. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. And having an altar stand, still stand with your loins girded about with truth. You must stand in truth. Let truth prevail. Let every man be a liar and God be true. Yeah. Let truth prevail. Truth can never go down. Glory to God. And his word is truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nothing can stand against truth. When you're walking in truth, listen, you will always have the victory. You will always come out as pure gold. In the fire, you will not be burned. Hallelujah. Because you refuse to bow. And when you refuse to bow, God will be with you. Whatever you go through, because you refuse to bow, he will stand with you in the fire. And not a hair on your head will be burnt. Glory be to God. Even when your enemy comes upon you, yea, when your enemy and foe come upon you, they will stumble and they will fall. Hey, nothing can stand against you. I encourage you on tonight. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold. Glory to God. I see many. Too many. There are some folks that we look up to, glory to God. There are some, hallelujah, that we respected and we had our eyes cast on them. But God is saying in this hour, you've got to cast your eyes on him alone. Because man will fail you. Men that you expect to see, glory to God. When you get to the kingdom, hallelujah, have given up in the race. Where will you stand tonight? Where will you stand tonight? Where will you stand tonight? This is the hour of repentance. This is the hour where we must evaluate our lives. Every morning that we rise up, we've got to evaluate our lives. Let truth prevail. We know what we need to change. We know what we need to lay at the altar. We know, glory to God, what we need to do. We know how we've been acting. We know what we've been doing behind closed doors. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Let his word be true on tonight. Let his word, hallelujah, Jesus, take root in your spirit. Ah, glory to God. Just like the impotent man, we've got to rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up out of that feeling, that heavy weight, that feeling of stagnation and procrastination. Come on, rise up. You've got to keep your joy. You've got to keep your worship. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That is where your strength lies. And that's why Satan comes to steal your joy. Because he knows once he can get your joy, then he has your strength. Because when you cannot say hallelujah, you can't say thank you, Jesus. When you can't say glory to God. When you can't say, Father, you are worthy. When you can't say, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. He comes to steal your joy. But glory be to God when you know your God. In the midst of the enemy trying to speak into your hearing, you will shout hallelujah. You will shout, the Lord God, I will worship, and him only will I serve. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We know that Satan came to tempt Jesus even after his 40 days of fasting. Hallelujah. He came to him, glory to God, with three temptations. Glory to God. He came to him with things, with money and power. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God, hallelujah, sent back to him in every attempt. Glory be to God. It is written. It is written. It is written. Can I tell you, when the word of God is down in your belly, when the word of God is what you live, eat, glory to God, smell, taste, the word of God is flowing out of your mouth, glory to God, hallelujah, when Satan comes at you like a storm, the spirit of the living God, which is the word of God, will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah, Jesus. When Satan says no, the word of God says yes, I can have all things. Glory to God. When he says that you were mount up and you're nothing, you can say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. One thing Satan is afraid of is the word of God. And so the word of God must be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. It will enlighten our pathway. It means that in every dark place, we will use the word of God to enlighten wherever we go. We will use the word of God as a witness of who we are and who he is to us. We will use the word of God to break barriers, to put out also petition, to heal, glory to God, and to bring breakthrough, Lord God, to those that are bound, to set at liberty those that are bound, that they may be set free in this hour by the word of God. It is the word of God that brings life. And tonight the word of God has gone forth to encourage your heart, to tell you that you can live again, that your spirit can live again. And even in this body, you can live again. Glory be to God. I don't care how bad your situation was. You shall live again. You shall live and not die, to declare. In the Bakoshaya. Even my God, the Spirit of the Lord just had me to pray for somebody. Listen, you shall live. You shall live. You shall live. You shall live. Glory to God. You are looking at somebody who the doctors gave. Tonight you are hearing. You are hearing from somebody. Hallelujah. Who the doctor said, glory to God, at the fourth stage of cancer. He never caught shy. I testified of this before. I am a witness, glory to God, and I'm pulling somebody up out of that bed tonight. And I let you know that God is able. He is Jehovah Rapha. I'm not just talking about any God. I'm talking about a sovereign God. I'm talking about the mighty God. I'm talking about the omnipotent God, the omniscient God, the God that is all powerful, all knowing, the God that is able. Elohim, El Elyon, El Shaddai, El Radai, Hinebakoshaya. He is the God that is here tonight. And he wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants breakthrough. He wants to touch you from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet on tonight. Hear me. Hear me on tonight. Be not dismayed. God is with you. Be not fearful. I rebuke the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I come against suicide. Hey, Shandabakosa. I come against suicide. I come against insanity. I curse, oh man, every vexed spirit, every demonic spirit, every attack of Satan. I curse tonight. I pull it down and send it back into dry ground. I cover you tonight under the blood of Jesus. You shall live, and you shall have a sound mind, and you will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And him only will you serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray, glory to God. I want to pray for those of you that are hearing one tonight, that God will touch you right where you are, right where you are right now. That he will touch you and he will touch your need and he will touch where you are, even in that state, in that situation, in your circumstances. God is able to bring you out. And that is what he wants to do right now. If only you believe, I will stand in agreement with you on tonight. Because I know that he is able. He did it for me. He did it for me. You don't have to feel messed up. You don't have to feel unworthy. You don't have to feel, glory be to God, that God does not love you, that God does not want to touch you because of your messed up state. Listen, I can tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, I was messed up, glory to God, over 30 years ago, glory to God. God saved me and delivered me when I was about to go into the barroom. I was about, glory to God, hallelujah, to have a good time, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I had a praying mother, glory to God, that said to me, let's go to church. And she nagged me and she nagged me, and she prayed and she prayed and she said, let's go to church. And I said, I may just go just to keep her quiet. But I didn't know God had another plan for my life. And so tonight I nag you. I nag you. I press you. I pray for you tonight that you would give it all to God on tonight. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you may be an adulterer, a fornicator, a prostitute, a drug addict, a cokehead, a rapist, a murderer, whatever, whoever, tonight, God comes for you. I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you said that you would do a performance of all things. God, your word has gone forth into the air of the hearer. Hear on tonight our cry. For you said in your word, God, the poor man cried and you heard him and you delivered him out of all his fears. And so tonight, Father, we cry out to thee. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon the hearer. Those that are listening in, Father, prick their hearts right now. Cause a strong spirit of conviction to rest upon them. Mightier war for their souls. I come against every spirit of pride I break right now. Every spirit of God that will stand up in them to stand against word. Every opposing force I break now in the name of Jesus. We cast it down and every imagination is cast down in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, now send forth your healing virtue. Send forth deliverance in the name of Jesus. Mighty, a move for them right now. I rebuke the CMS, spirit of Leviathan. I rebuke every dark force and everything that has seeked to bind them in the name of Jesus. I declare that they are loose right now and set free by the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The spirit of the Lord be upon you on tonight. The Lord bless you and keep you. Is there one, glory to God, that is listening in, that is hearing on tonight? Is there one, hallelujah, mandobo kushaya, that will say, Lord, I've had enough? That will say, Lord, this is my night. This is my time. I'm tired. I'm tired for years and years. I've been going in cycles. Lord, tonight I come to thee. Is there one? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
And if there is, you can just press star 6. Just press star 6 and come over to the platform side. If there is one tonight, press star 6 and come over to the platform side.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
One, glory to God. God is here. God is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody needs a touch.
Needs God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody needs a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Somebody needs deliverance tonight. Holy
Thank
Ghost.
You, Jesus.
God, am I she? In the Rabosia. Yeah. Jesus. God is worthy. He is worthy. God wants to prove himself to someone on tonight. He wants to prove to you that he is God. Jesus. Somebody has been doubting him, doubting his power, doubting his genuinity, doubting him. Glory to God. He wants to show up for you in healing and deliverance. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Yeah, we pray for healing tonight, God. Yeah, we pray for healing, Jesus. You are a healer.
Yes.
Ramashi, you are a healer, God. You are a healer, God. Father, you are able to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs strength tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I like to get prayer for. First, I want to say, I enjoyed the word; it was so powerful. But then, I want to ask for prayer for the doctor said I. They already said I had COPD, but now they're saying it's turning into emphysema. So I like to get prayer. I know that God is a healer, and I'm believing that he's already healed my body, but I want to ask for prayer for
us. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come. We come. Can I have your name? Your name?
Glory, thank you. Sister Kathy Brown.
Pardon me?
Sister Kathy Brown.
Sister Kathy Brown. Sister Kathy Brown. Sister Kathy Brown. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you said if any to agree is touching anything in your name, you are in the midst to establish. And Father God, even as she has declared out of her mouth that she believes that's all it takes. And so I come in agreement with her on tonight, Father. I know that you are a healer. I know, God, and I have proven that you are able to heal even at the worst state. And so, Father God, OCLD is nothing for you to touch. On tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, we move right now by the Holy Ghost in Kathy Brown's body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I declare that her blood levels, oh God, that every organ in her body is functioning as you created to function. And Father God, I declare that the doctor's report is turned around now in the name of Jesus. Father God, move right now. Cause your word to be established and that you will be glorified. She will testify of her healing victory in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, honor, and praise for Kathy Brown's healing on tonight. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Like we have the Lord say breakthrough. Somebody needs a breakthrough. Somebody needs a breakthrough. Glory to God. Glory to God. God has given you power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means set upon you to do you harm.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, woman of God. I thank you for the word. Amen. But Sister Pack, I do need a breakthrough.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, right now is your declare. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for her breakthrough in the name of Jesus. You revealed it in the spirit of your God. It means that you've already moved on it. Father, we thank you, Lord, for her coming forth, for rising up in boldness to declare, God, her need to you on tonight. And Father, even as she has declared out of her mouth that she needs a breakthrough, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify you for doing it right now. In the name of Jesus, God, move even to her doorposts now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that everything that has seeked to bind her up, everything that has seeked to hold up the things in her life, Father God, is torn down now, is broken down now. In the name of Jesus, every form of petition, everything, oh God, that seek to stand in her way from her moving forward, Father God, we push it on. We push it on the way now. See, then I command you to loose your hold. The blood of Jesus is against you. I command you to leave that home now. The end of a Koshaya, the spirit of the living God, will saturate her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And I declare that the doors will swing open in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Free course. Free course in the name of Jesus. Receive it, woman of God.
I receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Strength, strength. Somebody needs strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is here and he's moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Let the weak say that they are strong. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Father. We exalt you, Jesus. Be exalted, Lord. Be exalted in this line. 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 Somebody needs strength tonight. Somebody needs strength. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, Father, we pray for strength tonight. Spiritual strength to run. Run. Naya Manchiko, I rebuke discouragement tonight.
Jesus.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy Ghost. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah.
Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you. Hallelujah. We thank
praise
you,
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the wonderful message tonight. It was truly, truly, truly food to my soul. And I come, this is missionary fan, and I come, my neighbor asked me today to put her on the prayer line. She's going back and forth to the hospital 3 days out of the week for infusion. Something going wrong with her body where her muscles and stuff so weak to she can't use some of her body. So and also I'm asking for prayer for the Parker family and the Fan family. We had a loss in the family, so we asking for strength. So just you know, pray for us in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, you heard the petitions. God, you said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so, God, we have released our prayers unto you on tonight, and we ask you, God, even for the missionaries, the neighbor, oh, God, God, move right now in her bloodstream. Father God, we command the bones to line up. We command the bones to be strengthened right now in the name of Jesus. You are a healer, God. Jehovah Rapha, move upon her right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, she will declare that prayer works. She will declare that prayer works. Glory to God. Because of the prayers of the righteous, Father, hallelujah, she will glorify you alone. She will give you all the glory. Thank you right now, God. Move in the cells, the tissues, the organs, oh God, the bloodstream, Father God, right now, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, I remind you again, God, that you have done it for me. And so I stand in agreement with them that are sick tonight. That you are able to do it. We pray for the Sayers and the Parker family on tonight. Father, you are our strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every situation in that family and those families on tonight, Father, you know their troubles. You know the tests. You know their trials and the things that they have to endure. And so, Father, we ask that you would send forth your angel, oh God. Jehovah, give all go forth and strengthen right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Jehovah Shammah, dwell in the midst of them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, flow right now. Let the spirit of love flow in the midst of them. The chains will be broken. In the name of Jesus, let the chains be broken. Every chain of bondage, everything, oh God, to seek you. Father, I bind the spirit of confusion. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah Shalom, move right now. In the midst of the Sayers and Parker family, I speak peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, dwell and tabernacle with them now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey, Amashai. Open a way in the wilderness. Yes, God. Oh, God. Cause water, rivers of water to spring forth in their desert places on tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, God, even as they call upon you, Lord. Father, as they call upon you, as they turn their face to the wall, God, you will open a way. You will open a door in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for doing it by your name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Before I close the line, is there one? Is there one that is hearing that is not saved? And wants to give your life to the Lord, you're saying this is a new day in your life. You're not going to wait another day, another year, glory to God. You're tired of going around in the circles. You're tired of going in the motion. Come on, glory to God. This is your hour. This is your season. This is your time. Just turn it over to the Lord on tonight, glory to God. Just say, Lord, unto thee I come with everything. Just lay it at the foot of the cross tonight. Give your life to the Lord. The hour is so late.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Things are happening all around us. Folks are dying by the tons daily. Glory to God, because hell is enlarging itself. But the kingdom of God is lifting up a standard. And the true laborers are testifying of the goodness of God and being a witness.
Thank you.
So God needs laborers just like you. He needs those that have come up out of the trenches, those that have been in the valley, those that have been in the dust, those that have been messed up. He wants to use you on tonight. Come, glory to God. Come, is there one? Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Ah, yeah. Is there one that will come? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there be no more, I honor the Lord for his word on tonight. I thank God for all that I've heard. And I pray that you've been encouraged, not just encouraged, but encouraged to draw closer to God, encouraged to give your life to the Lord. Encouraged, glory to God, to press harder, to stay in the presence of the Lord. Encouraged to do his will and obey his commandments. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. I love you. All the way from Nassau, Bahamas. May God live. Glory to God. And I pray that, as Minister Bradley said, many of you would someday touch down on our shores. And I pray that soon and very soon, I will be able to come over and spend time with all of you. Glory to God. But God loves you. I love you. And it's always a pleasure. Minister Bradley, back to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 God bless you, woman of God. God bless you tonight. Amen. I tell you, I have been encouraged, people of God. I know that you have been encouraged tonight. And we give God thanks. We give God praise for his presence. Glory to God for all that he's done. Amen. This night right here. Amen, Jesus, among each and every one of you. Glory to God for truly the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The presence of the Lord. Amen. Abideth here with us right now in this hour. And we give God thanks. We give God praise for the word on tonight. Amen. For this word. This word. Glory to God, on tonight. We know that you're strengthened. Glory to God. We know that you, amen, you feel the lifting on tonight by the presence of the Lord. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, for this word. Glory to God, amen. Just encouraging the body, encouraging you. Glory to God. Listen, people, God, you shall live. We're going through it, amen, and we shall live. And we thank God for this word tonight, amen, because it's enabling us, amen, to have a testimony. And we just thank the Lord tonight so much as always, so much as, amen, been said, glory to God. And we pray that you were able to take your notes, glory to God. We pray that you received it in your spirit on tonight, glory to God. We know that we take the notes, but we want you to get it in your spirit. Yes, get it in your spirit and overflow. Amen, Jesus, as the woman of God, say amen, that it just comes forth, glory to God, and lifts up a standard amen, against the enemy. Glory to God. So we just thank him tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, people, God, this word on tonight, glory to God, is meat. It's our meat. Amen. And it becomes our defense. Amen. So, again, listen, people of God, if you didn't get it all, glory to God, don't worry. Amen, Jesus. You can text us tonight. You can text us, and we'll send you a copy of the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. You can simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. And, again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, those that are listening internationally, you can reach out to us and get your copy. We'll send it directly to you. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Don't forget as well, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page and click on this self-same message, the self-same broadcast, and you can click it and send it via messenger, send it, tag somebody, amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, we're trying to get the word out, glory to God, that to as many as will hear, glory to God, as many that will hear all over the world, amen. We want to get this word out, this liberating word, this word that gives us strength, this word that empowers us to go forth, amen, go forth and to run on, glory be to God, amen. It's a clarion call. It is a clarion call, amen, to the people of God, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Again, so much is said. People of God, this word comes to let us know that God is able. God is able, even as the woman of God said, amen, on tonight. We got to endure as bold soldiers, amen, Jesus. We got to endure as bold soldiers. We got to hold fast the word that has been delivered unto us. Hold fast. Don't let go, but hold fast the word. Glory to God. God will perform it. He will perform his word. Glory be to God. Amen. He just needs somebody to believe. Amen. Believe to the end. Even as the woman of God said, it may be 11:59. Glory to God. Hold it. 11:59 and 55 seconds. Amen. Hold it to the end. Glory be to God. Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly and above all that we can ask or think. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Jesus, Lord God, as we're keeping our eyes on him, he is the author and finisher of our faith. Glory to God. Again, get this word. Amen. Listen at it again. Amen. Listen at it again and again and again and be blessed. Amen. I thank the Lord. Amen. Jesus is such a beautiful thing that even as the word is going forth, amen, just to feel the presence of the Lord bearing witness to his word. Glory to God. Somebody out there know what I'm talking about right now. Amen. As the word is going forth, amen, you just feel the quickening. Glory to God. You feel the spirit of the Lord. Ha, ya, ya, ya. You just feel the spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. Just moving within your being, amen. Glory to God, bearing witness, whoo, glory to his word, amen. So we give God thanks, amen. We give God praise tonight again for his word. Woman of God, we appreciate you on tonight. Glory to God, we bless God for you. It's always such a blessing, amen, Jesus, for you, amen. The man of God to come and grace the presence, amen, grace the platform, amen, glory be to God. And we want to, amen, Jesus, when we turn it back over to you, amen, just let us know, amen, the times of your broadcast, amen, anybody who may be visiting over there, amen, Jesus, you know the everything is opening up now, amen, Jesus, maybe someone is coming over cruising or whatever, glory to God, maybe they want to, amen, stop by. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, we want to give you that information. We want to give you that contact information. The woman of God will give you that information. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And as well, amen, because things are really beginning to open up now, woman of God, if you can give the information so that if someone else would like for you to come and grace their platform or amen, how the ever, amen, so that, amen, people will know how to get in contact with you, amen, for ministry's sake, amen. We want you to, amen, give us that information when we release the line back to you. But we do give God thanks. We give God praise for you, amen. We bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. And we just want to pray, amen, a blessing, glory to God, upon you on tonight. Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Lord.
Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We honor, we glorify. We glory to God. We thank you.
Thank you.
We glorify
you
tonight.
Glory to God.
Oh, God, we glorify you tonight. We glorify you for your fresh breath on tonight. We thank you,
Lord.
Glory to God, for your precious anointing tonight.
We're thanking you
for your word. We're thanking you tonight, Gloria. We're thanking you tonight, Lord, for bearing witness to your word. We give you thank you for your praise. We're thanking you for your anointing on tonight,
your breaking anointing.
We thank you for what you've done in this hour. We're thanking you for strengthening on tonight. We're thanking you for breakthroughs on tonight. We're thanking you for healing on tonight. We're thanking you for answers on tonight. We're thanking you for clarity on tonight. Glory to God that has come by your word, that has come by your presence. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your servant on tonight. We bless you tonight,
oh God.
We thank you, God, for you've hollered out this hour, oh God, that your servant will come. And Father, because she's coming obedience on tonight, we're asking that you will bless her now. Father, that you will look upon her, look upon her favorably on tonight in the name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to meet her every need, meet her every desire. We're asking you tonight, oh, glory to God, those things that she has before you tonight. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for opening doors. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for bringing it and turning situations around. We thank you tonight for your presence. We thank you tonight, hey God, for stirring, oh God, for the stirring down in our soul. Father, we thank you for the word that you've given that you would give to your people. And now, Father, we're asking that you would restore unto her the virtue now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to open doors, God, that this gospel may go forth. Open doors, oh God, for the hearers. Oh, God, all over the world. And, Father, we bless you. We thank you now for breathing upon her ministry, for breathing upon her tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your leading, for your guidance. In that precious name, oh, Global Stalia, we thank you tonight, Father, for what you're doing in our lives. We're thanking you for restoration. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God, for restoration in great measure. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for meeting her every desire, her every need. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We're thanking you for causing your face to shine upon your servant. We thank you, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God. We collectively say, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, Father, we're asking you now, Father, that you would bless her. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Glory to God from this time forth, even forevermore. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your stirring,
thank you,
for what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Glory to God. We thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you
she can ask a thing according to your precious power that is within her. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, now we cover her. We shield her in your precious blood. We do forbid backlash of the enemy. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. We say the blood of Jesus is against you now. We say the blood of Jesus is against you now. And Father, we're thanking you for
thank you
you for shielding him. We're thanking you.
Thank you, Lord.
Her family, her ministry, oh God. We forbid backlash. As sons of God, we forbid backlash. We forbid retaliation.
Father, but we thank you for your peace, and we thank you for your glory. We glorify you. We honor you now in that precious name, Jesus. Hey, amen. God, in every heart tonight, hallelujah, just lift your voice and say amen. 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 It is so.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is so.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we rejoice.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We're exceedingly glad. Hallelujah.
Thank
for
you,
we know
Jesus.
By faith that it's already done.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank
glory
you, Father.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
hallelujah,
you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank
glory.
You. Yeah.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Jesus.
Glory. Thank you.
Father, you're worthy.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Woo. Glory to God, woman of God. We're going to release the platform back to you. Amen. And just give the people how they can contact you and your ministry. Amen. Your online ministry. Give us the specifics of it. Amen, Jesus. And then if you would just close us out, amen, give out, amen, benediction, amen. Glory to God. Before you, we release the line to you, your voice will be the last that we hear. But people of God, listen, we just want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Come on back tomorrow night
amen.
To hear what the Lord will say unto you. Amen. And be strengthened even the more in the inner man. Amen. Empowered. To walk in victory. Glory to God.
Yeah.
God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform. Amen. Jesus, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Truly was a blessing, again, to be online on tonight. And thank you again, Minister Bradley, for the opportunity.
Thank
for those
you,
of you that did not get my name at the beginning, I'm Evangelist Michelle Mott. Love the Lord, and evangelizing is my passion. Outreach is my passion. Winning souls for Christ is my passion. Glory be to God. And I'm at our church here in Nazareth, Vision of God Outreach Ministry. My pastor is Pastor Howard Mott. It's also my husband of 31 years. And I have a ministry that's called Breaking Barrier, and it's on Facebook Live on Wednesdays. But we're just resuming this month because last month we were offline because we were in travels for mission. We were traveling the islands for mission, and outreach ministry was in motion. And so we're resuming this week, 12 at midday every Wednesday, as the Lord permits. And also, if you're traveling over, please feel free to contact us. My number is 242-429-9593. And the Facebook page is under my name, Michelle Mott. You can join us live on Facebook. And this was a blessing. I thank God. Pray that I get to meet many of you. And as the country open up, as Minister Bradley said, we're able to move freely. Now God has lifted the restrictions, opened the portals, that this gospel may go and be preached in all the earth once again, and that the work of the Lord will be continued. And so I'm always available to deliver the word of God at any and every opportunity. You can just give me a call, and I'm always willing and ready. Amen. We're going to pray and close out this session. The Lord bless you. We thank God in advance for the healing, for deliverance, and for the breakthroughs that will come and that has already come. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And once again, the blessing of the Lord and the strength of God be upon Minister Bradley and the advisors of PNN to all of you that are working in the vineyard. Let us continue to run. Let us continue to run. That is my amen. That I just feel a passion also now. A call to strengthen the people of God that are truly laboring in the vineyard. We need the strength of the Lord God. And so once again, as we close out this session, I want to pray for all of you that are hearing. Father, we give you thanks. We honor you and we praise you. We give you all the glory. All the glory belongs to you on tonight. We take no glory, Father. I thank you for your healing, for your deliverance tonight, that you have touched, oh God, even those that have requested prayer, you have moved already. And so we say thank you. We are grateful and we appreciate you. We ask that your blessings be upon this line and upon the advisors, the team, and the workers. We thank you for your strength, Lord. We thank you for your guidance and protection. even upon this night, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And the people of God will say amen. God bless you and keep you.
Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We love you, people of God, and look to see you, amen, on tomorrow night.
Amen. God bless you. Oh.